Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Nancy, and her little lime hydrangeas aren't blooming or aren't even starting to set buds. And we were starting to run out of time, and she brought up the superphosphate. Can we use it at this point? And I had said no. And then I thought about it, and I actually had some more questions before I just say no. So, Nancy, have you seen any buds form on there, or is it just leaves?
Mostly leaves. There's an occasional bud.
Okay. So the reason...
Yeah, is it late? Is it just late?
I think it is just late, but the reason why I was asking is if it hadn't started to show any buds or anything yet, you might still be able to put some of that superphosphate. But since it's already started to blossom here and there, it's a little bit too late. So what we'd want to do with the superphosphate, and I would suggest doing it anyways next year, early spring. When the ground starts to really start to warm up, you can put a shovel in the ground. For those hydrangeas, if you're looking to produce more blossoms for that season, do it early because it can take some time for it to break down, especially in the granular form. And that way, it's when it's developing everything, including the leaves at the beginning of the year, it can start to help produce more flowers long term. So the superphosphate I'd definitely use early. Now, what I'd also like to see you do is one way to get the blooms to last a little bit longer and help produce a little bit more blossoms when you start to see them flowering. And when I say, I mean, you already started to see them flowering. I mean more when you're seeing a few at a time. Add like a bloom booster, right? A liquid fertilizer that has a heavy middle number. Because as they're blooming, they're putting all their efforts into blooms, and that's when that bloom booster, that phosphorus level, is going to go right to the blossoms versus to the root system and greener product, etc. So when you start to see buds really forming, use that, and that's definitely going to help it. Again, with the light green, lime green type leaves, that could have the nitrogen deficiency could have an issue, a reason of why it's not flowering as much because the plant's focusing on trying to fix that as well. So it's just a thought.
Should I Miracle Grow them?
Well, so that I would look at, I mean, there is some Miracle Grows like the Bloom Booster that you could use. I'd look
at the Bloom Booster. Yeah.
Yeah. But look for like a liquid iron, or you could even use like a Milorganite. Milorganite has some iron in it. It's not just for your, you know, your lawn. It can help. It boosts some iron in it. It's got like 6 or 7% in there. That might help it. But liquid iron is probably the best for it because it'll get it to where it needs quicker.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Time?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm noticing, like, my linden tree.
Okay.
It everything seems so late. I didn't think I was going to get anything from it. And this week, I finally got the smell. It's the most beautiful smell in the world. I work in Boston, and I work near the Harvard Medical, and they have a whole run of the linden trees. When you walk down Louis Pasteur, it just smells beautiful, and I'm not smelling it this year, and I'm wondering if there are problems.
You know, I think it has a lot to do with the weather is a huge factor, obviously. Last year we were into a drought mostly all of July, August, September, started to get better November, a little bit in December. We didn't have as much snow as we could have. And now we also had some hot temperatures early. Then it went to some cold temperatures. We had some weird snowfalls randomly. The weather has really slowed down a lot of our plants and okay. done those types of things. You know, the one thing that I'm at my in-laws' house, and we were looking at the hydrangeas, and I told them, I've been religiously telling them, don't cut the sticks yet, for a number of years, right? And I'll tell you when it's ready. And you know, I was just wondering when the plant was going to finally start to pop through, and in the past week, that's when it really has gotten through there. And these are, you know, 3-4 foot wide hydrangeas. You know, the blue hydrangeas. So those are behind. So I think Mother Nature, you know, has her. She's got a reason behind what she does, and I think okay. that the temperatures and everything are starting to do all that. And I just think things are a little bit behind. Some are affected more than others.
I have a mountain hydrangea.
Yep.
What is that? The variegated. I forget what you call it, but it's that mountain hydrangea that it's all full of blooms, but the color is so lacking. It's usually so beautiful blue. It's so pale. Plenty of blooms. I really pruned hard this year. It came back nicely. The blooms are there, but I was looking at it, and everything looks so anemic, so pale. And I polytoned it, and
so I do think that a lot of our plants are getting nutrient deficiencies because of the major drought last year and how okay. deep that drought went. What happened was when there's no moisture in the soil, the nutrients kind of just not dry out, but they just kind of dissipate a little bit, or they go further down because of the you know, the drought went so deep into the soil, it was so dry. So I think this year is a way of rebuilding some of the nutrients in there. You know, Hollytone's great, but, you know, that's perfect for the spring. What I'd look at doing, and for some of your plants that seem to be struggling, you know, maybe using a liquid fertilizer. You know, you can use Miracle-Gro if you needed to. But Neptune's Harvest is a great one. Jack's Classic is a great one. Those are some alternatives that I like myself. You know, put those on some of your shrubs and just give them a little extra, because I feel as though a lot of our plants are nutrient deficient this year because of the drought that happened last year and the drought we're going into at this point.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for your help.
No problem, Nancy. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have a call on the line, so George, who's up next?
Liz has some questions about her roses.
All right, Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I've noticed that my roses, some are blooming, some are past, but they're all in all over my yard in different areas. I don't know if it's called leaf spot or not, but the tips of the leaves turn brown, and then the brown just spreads to the stem. And it's very thin. I don't know if it's a fungus or what it is, but I don't know quite what to do with it.
Okay. How are you watering these? Are they established plants or, you know?
Yes, they're well established plants, and we have watering restrictions, so yep. They've not had nearly as much as they have in the past.
So I think that has part of it, and obviously water restrictions are hard to just say, all right, I'm going to go out there and soak the plants. But I think what has been happening is the drought from last year, we thought we were kind of getting out of it with some of the rain in the fall and then some of the snow. But I think it had some long-term effects, and we're starting to see those things on our plants. So I think that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The plants get weak, and what will happen from there is they're susceptible to disease, they're susceptible to other aspects to it. But usually if it starts on, like, the tips, it can be a drought issue or a watering issue, even for well-established.
Okay.
If you want to hang tight for me, because there's one thing I want to give you, but I don't have enough time before the break. Hang tight with me. After the break, I'll give you a little bit more information on what you can do to your roses. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different?
Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Liz in regards to her roses. And they're well established. They're not doing what they really should be doing this time. And one of the things, you know, I had touched on a little bit was just the, drought issues, watering, that type of thing. Another thing I wanted to touch base on was if it's an insect, are you seeing, you said it started at the tips and then it's going to the stems. Is it like brittle, or is it like, are leaves curling? Are leaves getting spots on them?
There's no chewing and there's no curling.
Okay.
And they're not spots. It just turns brown.
Gotcha.
That's why I thought perhaps it was something to do with the water or the roots.
Yeah, and okay, so that, I just wanted to make sure I had that information, because I just during the break I was kind of thinking, what else could it be? But I think it's definitely the water, because my other suggestion, if it was an insect, using like that, the rose drench to help with any insect damage. But the more you say, the more I see that I really think it's the drought issues.
Okay. Yeah,
I think do what you can with, you know, watering. Obviously, you're in water droughts. I don't know. Are you in one where it's like every other day at this point, or?
Yes. Yes, it is every other day. But I'm not always here on the correct day, so.
Gotcha.
I'll just keep trying, that's all. I just if it needed a boost of something, you know.
Well, so the boost isn't going to help at this point without the water.
Yeah.
So if you can get water to it and you've taken care of it a little bit, then you could boost it with, you know, like a liquid fertilizer. What I'd suggest doing with your watering is get out early in the morning if you can. Leave a hose on a trickle on each one of them for, you know, whatever you can do, depending upon your limits, right?
Right.
you know, if you could leave it on each one for like 10 to 15 minutes on just on a trickle, so the water's barely coming out, but it's trickling in, that's going to help it tremendously, because we want the water to go deeper so that the roots start to go deeper and try to pull some of the moisture out of the lower parts of the ground. So if you can do that, that's going to be your best thing that I think is really going to help it.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a whirl.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. So I know we do have another call on the line. So, George, who's up next? Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a neighbor who's going to give me a lilac bush that's 5 to 6 feet in height. It's already blossomed and everything. And so I have three questions. One, can I transplant it now? And the second question is, how deep of a root ball do they have? How deep do I have to go down so I don't do any harm to the roots? And then the same thing when I replant it in my yard, how deep should I go down as well?
Okay. So my first question for you is, can you wait to transplant it? Or is this something that needs to get done?
No, I can wait. When would you recommend?
I'd wait, honestly, until the fall at this point.
Okay.
The heat that's starting to happen will dry that plant out so much that it wouldn't even be worth it. You'll do more damage than good. Okay?
Okay.
So that's where I would start. But when it comes time, we want to see the temperatures cooling off a little bit, not going into the heat. Maybe like end of August into September, you'd be all right to do that. What I would suggest doing is getting a root ball as big as you can handle. You know, a 5 to 6 foot tree. If you can get a root ball or, you know, the base of it, you know, like 2 feet wide, awesome. If it has to be 18 inches, that's fine too. But do what you can that you think you'll be able to handle. And going down at least 12 inches is also I think a must. If you can do more, great, but 12 inches is most of it. I have some more information for you, so I want you to hang tight with me during the break. When we get back, we'll go into what else you can be doing and when you transplant it at home. So hang tight with me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Searchers are continuing to work to find survivors in the rubble of a 12-story condo high-rise that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Over 156 people remain unaccounted for, and at least 5 people have died in the collapse. According to AAA, close to 48 million Americans will be taking a trip over the 4th of July holiday. That is a 40% increase from last year. This comes as airlines, including Southwest and American, are scrambling to keep up with the high demand, both airlines having to cancel flights due to lack of planes. Henry Hartevelt is an airline analyst. He tells CBS News,
"The airlines were caught with their pants down. They scheduled too many flights, and they didn't have enough people ready to operate the flights, operate the airports, and the companies that they work with were short, too."
USA Radio News. As we head into July, we may have our first hurricane of the season.
While Atlantic tropical activity has diminished after Claudette hit the southern United States, waters over the eastern Pacific have spawned Tropical Storm Enrique. Meteorologists predict Enrique will become the first hurricane of the 2021 season. Enrique was upgraded to a tropical storm and the fifth named system in the eastern Pacific on Friday morning. Strengthening is anticipated this weekend. The storm is tracking in a northerly direction along the west coast of Mexico. Forecasters say dangerous surf will also impact coastal areas of Mexico into next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden signed an executive order that ensures every part of the federal government will conduct race-conscious diversity training and engage in race-conscious hiring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tony in regards to his lilac, and he has a neighbor who wants to give him a couple of his and was just wondering, you know, had a few questions in regards to it. Now, we had touched base on the... Excuse me, on the size of the root ball when you do dig it out. You know, getting as big a one as you can handle, right? Going out, if you can, 9 to 12 inches from the center of the plant out all the way around. Okay. That'll give you about an 18 to 24 inch root ball. And then going down about 12 inches, 12 to 18. Most of the root systems are going to be between 12 and 18 inches below the soil. I mean, it's obviously between 0 and 12 as well, but that's as deep as they'll go. They don't really have like a tap root where it's just straight down. So when you replant it, what I'd like to see you do is, you know, dig the hole maybe twice the size of whatever size root ball you get, width-wise and a little bit in the depth-wise. I'd like you to use the existing soil that's there, but I'd like you to mix like a compost planting mix or some sort of planting mix in there. Mixing it in and using a biotone starter from Espoma. It comes in a granular form. This helps with the transplant shock, and it has all the mycorrhizae in there. The mycorrhizae, what it is they attack the root system in a beneficial way to allow the roots to really get bigger and develop more to absorb more water, nutrients, etc. So mixing that with the soil that's in there, but using a good amount of existing soil as well. Now, one suggestion when you're planting, what I like to do is, you know, get the plant in there. Oh, the other thing, just circling back a little bit, where the top of the lilac is, like where it is attached to the soil, that's the same height. We don't want to go any deeper. You could go even like a half inch up if you needed to, but that's the same height. We want to keep that the same. So what I'd like to see you do when you're planting, and I really suggest this to a lot of people when they're planting, because I found that it actually is better for the plants, is fill the hole halfway. So you put the plant in, fill around it about halfway, and kind of stomp down on the soil around it to pushing it down. But what I want you to do from there is I want you to water the soil around the plant. You know, you're obviously going to water the plant afterwards, but water the whole area. Because what happens is there's air pockets. There's just pockets of air underneath there that the soil didn't get all the way in. So what you're doing is halfway there, filling it with water. The water will push the soil down a little bit deeper, fill all those gaps so all the roots are covered and they can get right into that soil contact. So when you do water, it really can absorb it. And then, you know, once it's kind of sat a little bit, you'll notice the water will go down. It'll turn, you know, it'll seem wet. Then fill it again with soil all the way up to the top and then water it again. So that kind of moves down. And you might have to put a little bit more soil on the top, but we're just trying to fill some of those air pockets that are around the plant. The air pockets, just leave it. Some of the roots can dry out easier because there's no soil contact for them to absorb the water. And we're just trying to have as much contact with the soil for those roots that you've, you know, cut to get into that new spot. So those are just a few tricks that I've found have helped when you're transplanting and in planting in general.
Okay, and one other question. Once it's in the ground and it's been planted, should I put a soaker hose on it for a few days to a week, or?
So I think a soaker hose is the best way to go, and just turn it on every couple days. Let it just soak into it. Honestly, soaker hoses, you could leave for a month or two, and it's really just going to help establish it, as long as we're not in, you know, drought conditions where we can't use things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate this. This has been very helpful.
All right, Tony, you have a great rest of your day.
You too as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we do have some more calls on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Barbara's got some problems with her Alberta spruce.
All right, Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. My dwarf Alberta spruce are turning brown.
Now, are they at the tips turning brown?
The whole thing.
So it's most likely a spider mite issue. It could be a watering issue, but most likely it's a spider mite issue. Dwarf Alberta spruce tend to have spider mites. It's sometimes you just can't turn it around, unfortunately. You know, I'd be looking at, it's all the way through on all sides.
Yes.
So you might not be able to save it. I would be looking, though, to use a neem oil on the Alberta spruce to see if you can spray the plant to get rid of any of the spider mites or anything like that that might be on the plant. Like I said, it doesn't always work. Sometimes when they get just too infested, it just takes over. I'd also look at the watering situation, and if it's close to the house, close to the foundation, maybe it's just heating up a little bit more and drying out a little bit quicker. So maybe that would be something to look at as well. Deep soakings, if you can, would really help them. They tend to dry out, some of the quickest that I've seen with most plants.
Okay, I'll try that. Now, that neem oil, how do you spell that?
N-E-E-M. That's neem. The one thing I'd want you to do is not spray it in the next couple days. Wait until, like, Thursday or Friday. Reason why I'm saying that is when the temperatures are above 85 degrees, it's an oil base, so oil is sitting right on the needles, and it can actually have worse effect than what the insects could be doing to it. It'll just burn the whole plant, and it would just be a waste of what you did, right? Until like Thursday or Friday, but neem oil would be great to use for it.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Barbara. You have a great rest of your day. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. George, who's up next?
That would be Carolyn. She's got some questions about her dogwood tree.
All right. Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have two questions.
Sure.
The first one is about my dogwood tree.
Yep.
It was a nice pink dogwood. I have two of them, actually. And every spring they would bloom beautifully. But this past spring, there weren't that many flowers, and I was disappointed. Now the leaves are nice grown and nice and thick. So I'm wondering if I should be feeding it something that would boost the flower.
So for next season, I'd want you to wait to push for the blossoms for this year. Wait for next season, early in the season. When the ground thaws, I'd want you to use like a super phosphate. So 0440 or 0180, one of those. You would put it into the drip line of the plant. So however wide the tree is, you would spread it in that area. That's going to help push some more of the blossoms. What it does is it helps the root system develop more, which allows the root system to pull in more nutrients from all over, which will help push more flowers long term on
now,
the plant.
Now, do I punch holes into the ground to put that superphosphate?
Yeah, you can do it that way, where, take the end of a shovel, put it in,
yeah,
make a small little hole, separate it like in depending upon how big it is, four, maybe six different holes. So you're spreading it out evenly, and, water it in, get it into the soil. That's going to help it for next year's flowers. What I'd look to see you do as well this fall is using, like a tree tone in the fall. So tree tone would be perfect for the dogwood. I believe you can even use like a holly tone if you have that already.
I have holly tone, yeah.
Yeah, so you could use that this fall. But you want to use it at half the rate that you would have in the spring. Okay?
Yeah.
So what it'll do is it'll help develop the root system a little bit during the winter months. It's not going to develop huge roots because of the winter, because it will start to go dormant, but the root system needs to survive and needs to store up energy for next year. And by doing it at half the rate, it's not going to push growth. It's not going to push new anything, right? So this way, it can store up some of that energy. So when spring happens, it has those nutrients. It can start working that way. Okay.
Very good. Yes. I have a second question.
Sure.
It's about my tomato plants. They're doing quite well. They're doing good. However, when I planted them, I couldn't find that product that for the roots by Espoma anywhere. So I bought something from Espona called Tomato Tone, and I put that in the ground when I planted the tomatoes. I haven't added any more to it, but I have been watering it with Neptune Harvest with the fish in it. I don't know if I'm doing enough or I'm doing the right thing.
So you're doing the right thing with the liquid fertilizer, Neptune's Harvest, every like couple weeks helps.
Okay.
It. Mm-hmm. It's going to push through. You're going to start to see some really good growth with some of the heat here, and then the cool temperatures afterwards are going to be great for it. You're doing everything you should be.
Should I be adding more tomato tone, or was that enough when I planted?
You could put some more down. You probably planted it well over a month ago, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could put a little bit more down if you have it. Mix it into the roots around the sides like we talked about with the dogwood there.
Okay.
That one you can just scratch into it. You don't need to, like, make holes around it. But I'd still continue from there going with the Neptune's Harvest every 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
All right, Carolyn. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. We do have another call on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Janice has a question about her butterfly bush.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. Yes, my question is, how do I move a big butterfly bush?
Okay. Do you need to do it now, or can it be done later in the season? Or
it can be done later, yes.
All right. My other question, I know it's going to say, can you do it next year?
Yeah, we can do that too. It's in the middle of our garden, and it has garden, little raised garden beds all over the place, but it's right in the middle of the middle one. And it put itself there, and it's gorgeous when it blooms, but it's almost, let's see, it's about 7 or 8 feet tall and 4 or 5 feet wide already.
Yep. So it's gotten pretty big.
Yeah.
So a butterfly bush is one that you can actually prune right back to the ground.
Okay.
So that's why I was thinking if we could do it early spring.
Yeah.
You could just prune it right down to the ground. There's not much for you to move, and then it's going to make everything easier.
Okay.
If that's possible, that's how I would recommend it.
All right, I can do that. And then you just dig up the roots as big of a
exactly.
ball as you can.
Big of a root ball as you can. I got to hit a break. I will be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You got a guest coming up next.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Janice. We kind of ran out of a little bit of time there with the butterfly bush.
Yes. Do I still have time, please?
Yes, you do. So I just, that's why I wanted you to hang tight for me so we could finish up a little bit. So if you can wait till the spring, that's really when I think is the best time for it, because a butterfly bush can be cut all the way to the ground and then grow back up in the same year.
Well, and I can do that. That's very, I could have done it earlier then had I known that.
Yeah, it's just so with the heat that's going on at this point, it makes me, wonder, I just don't want it to shock it too much, right? I don't want it to affect it so that it just shocks it and then everything you try doesn't work out for you.
Right,
That all being said, you could do it again in the fall. You could transplant it this fall if you wanted to. I personally think the easiest way to do it is the spring, because you can cut it back and you're not dealing with this big plant.
All right.
And, you know what I mean?
When would I cut it? In the spring?
Yes.
Okay. Spring makes perfect sense to me now. Yes.
You can cut it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then transplant it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is, hopefully we had a decent winter where there's moisture in the ground at that point.
Yeah.
What I'd want you to do, if there really hasn't been, or even if there has been, water the plant first.
Yeah.
Right? Let the plant absorb some water so it can really pull through with that transplant when you transplant. And then use a biotone starter when you do transplant it. That's going to help it with the transplant shock.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, can do that. All right, very good. Can I ask another question?
Sure. Yeah.
It's about soil moist.
Yep.
I used that on putting plants in the ground, and obviously I used too much because what happened was it just lifted the plant right out of the ground again.
Yep.
And so I obviously didn't follow the directions very well, but for established plants that are in the ground, and you can still use that for them.
Yep, definitely.
How much would you use and how?
So you're not looking to use a ton. It's usually like a little pinch in
okay.
some areas because we're just trying to pull that moisture in that it might not necessarily get in other ways. So you don't, more is not better with these, as you've already, you know, you can already tell. So, you know, just a little small pinch in a couple holes around the bigger plants will help it.
So in a couple of holes. So
yeah, so you're not going to want to put it all on one side. You want to have the water
around the plant, perhaps?
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were doing like a fertilization of like Holytone in the spring,
okay.
where you want to spread it around the drip line. That's where you would want to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
And only a pinch.
Yes. You don't. Too much is too much.
Yeah.
You know, it just really hits it hard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I
all
think
right.
that answers all of my questions for today. And
awesome.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I got about a minute and a half left. Let's see if we can get one more call in here. George, who's up next?
That would be Sue, and she's got a question about, she's got mushrooms all over her lawn.
All right, Sue, how can we help you with those mushrooms? You there with me, Sue? Well, I can just talk a little bit about, you know, mushrooms in the lawn. Here's the thing. Not much you can do. It's not like you can use... Sue, are you there?
I'm there.
All right, so you have some problems with mushrooms in the lawn?
Yeah, and they started off in one spot, and now they seem to be going all over the lawn. And, you know, I've tried pulling them out because somebody told me that when you mow the lawn, you're spreading the spores, and then the
yep.
spores are growing all over the lawn. Is that true?
It is. So,
so
the only real way
to pull them out?
Yes. There's no like fungicide or anything along those lines that'll kill the mushrooms. So you got to pull them. But here's the thing. We got to take care of the soil a little bit, and I'd want you to use a product like Love Your Soil or something that's going to help break up the compact soil. That's what's causing the mushrooms, is they're sitting a little bit in water a little bit too much, and that could be part of it. So Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green is going to break up that soil underneath and prevent mushrooms later on. Unfortunately, I got to hit a break, and when I come back, we do have an interview. So if you have more questions, hang tight.
Okay. Thanks.
Evo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.